Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello, creepies, and welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 112. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean. We're middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, gentlemen?
Having a good night.
What is up?
Oh,
what is happening?
What's happening, hot stuff?
I used to say that to my daughter, and so I'm going to crack up. Oh, what's happening, hot stuff? Long Duck Dong. Great movie.
Great movie.
Man, that takes me back to the 86, 85, something like that. Yeah, we are having a good evening, right?
That's Wednesday
night.
Had a
nice little desk chat.
That's what you keep telling me.
Hollowed ground, I hear.
Nate doesn't believe me. Oh, have I steered you wrong, Nate?
No. Not yet.
In all these years.
All these two and a half years.
Waiting for the train wreck.
Waiting for the
impact. Wait a minute. Brace for impact.
You know what? We're just going to skip past Nate tonight. Mm-hmm. We're
gonna I'm doing great.
Good, Sean. That's good.
Great.
Yeah. Hey, let's just get right to it, shall we? Sean, what are we going to talk about?
We're going to get right into it because it's my pick, dang it, right? I have chosen to talk about Jerome, Arizona.
Mm.
Not to be confused with the Jerome Cemetery that we covered, I don't know how long ago, but that was here based in Indiana.
I don't remember.
But this is, it's all right. It's a great place. We should go there, right? But this is Jerome, Arizona, and it is an old ghost town. I thought we should do a ghost town here and there. So give a little foundation. Jerome, Arizona is a ghost town with about 50 residents who stayed behind when gold and copper deposits dwindled. However, it is now a treasured tourist magnet with unique boutique shops, wine bars, quaint dining spots, and amazing views across the Verde Valley. The Jerome Grand Hotel, which served the community as a hospital from 1927 until 1996, is said to be one of the most haunted buildings in the state. Ooh. All kind of paranormal stories come out of there. And then I guess the hotel opened like in 1996. So there are all kind of stories about spirits roaming the halls and ghostly whales and all that kind of stuff from all the paranormal.
How they get whales? They're pretty big. How they get
whales?
Them in the hotel?
not that kind of whale.
Oh, not W-H-A-L-E-S-W-A-I-L. Okay, I got it.
They're having a whaling good time.
I mean, they're really big.
Whale of a tail, right?
Need a lot of water.
This town earned its reputation as the wickedest town in the West.
That's awesome.
Wickedest. Wow. Was it wickedy wiggedy whack?
Yes.
Or just, okay.
I'll accept that wig. As an answer.
Thank you.
I'll accept all answers at this table.
So I have here, it says, the hospital that can't keep people alive. Now, that sounds promising, right? You know,
that's
when I go to
I'm
a hospital, just to let you know, Mr. Hedges, we don't really keep people alive here. So depending on what you got.
If you want out now.
Yeah.
Don't expect miracles here.
Sign this waiver. Okay. Amy's like, hey, you're staying here. She wouldn't say that. When the Great Depression hit shortly after its opening, conditions at the United Verde, I guess I'm saying it right, took a sharp downturn. Even in its earliest years, the hospital staff recounted stories of unexplained phantom footsteps and mysterious figures. All told, an estimated 9,000 people would meet their demise there. Plagued with man-made disasters and poor fortune, Jerome's population gradually dwindled from thousands to somewhere between, as you said, 20 to 50 residents. And in 1950, United Verde Hospital was abandoned for good. The furniture, x-ray machines, and medical devices sat neglected for the next 20 years.
Isn't that wild? Mm-hmm. There's a funny sign, and it says like 15,000 originally, and then it's like marked out, and then it's a lower number and a lower number until it gets down to like zero, and it says ghost town. It's like Jerome, Arizona.
What did you say, Nate? You went to where?
I went to a ghost town in... I don't know, Arizoma or Colorado somewhere.
The population's what?
Population of four.
Oh, man. That's no population at all, right?
You go, hey, everybody. And they all say, hey. Might live in the same house, right?
The hotel you're talking about is interesting because it says the hotel has been the site. It is the site of accidental deaths, suicides, murders, and general malpractice by sadists posing as medical professionals within the hospital. Ghostly figures, sounds, unexplained orbs, other paranormal activity permeate the halls of this ghostly cult mecca. They call it a mecca. I love it. Uh-oh. The elevator is said to be haunted by a man who fell into the open shaft many decades ago. Restless spirits of patients long past still roam the halls and cause issues. The hotel is decorated in the style of the late 18th century, early 19th century, and is reputedly haunted. It is definitely a popular destination for paranormal investigators, ghost hunters of all kinds. So I love it.
The elevator.
Yeah.
Ghost.
You got more on that?
Yeah. He is a bearded miner and a specter that they've dubbed Claude.
Claude,
huh?
Nice.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
If my name was Claude.
Met his demise in the elevator shaft.
Poor old buckaroo. He was a miner, not a major. Interesting.
Yep. Miner 49er.
And that was the hospital?
Hotel.
Yeah, hotel. Gotcha. Speaking of hotel, it says that many of the rooms offer a soaring view. I like soaring. If I go to a hotel, I want a soaring view. Not just a view, but a soaring view of the valley. They'll set you back, though. It's around $200 a night. $500 for a suite. I'd say suite, but not really. Registered hotel guests and the spirits that presumably haunt the place are the only ones allowed to roam the halls, but you can get the same view from the hotel's on-site restaurant, The Asylum, which embraces its medical past with drink names like Liquid Valium. There's also a gift shop adjacent to the hotel lobby, which is also open to the public and was once an emergency room. Wow, that's great. Liquid Valium. How about that, Sean?
I like the sound of that. Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
They have a burger joint there, too, called the Haunted Hamburger.
Yeah. So do we know what's going on with that? I want to know more about the Haunted Hamburger. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe all the burgers come with ghost peppers.
Oh. That would be good.
That was pretty good. Awesome. He was setting us up. Oh, boy. I'll do the day.
No, it's real. It's real, though.
Oh, that's true. I just want to know, why do they call it the Haunted Haunted Hamburger or Haunted Burger.
I think it's a sales tactic.
Well, let me go to their website and I'll find out.
Well, while you're looking that up, okay. I have what's called Spook Hall. Did you guys see anything about that?
Spook Hall, you say? No.
Uh-huh. One of the town's most well-known ghosts is said to lurk the town's community center. Formerly called Lawrence Memorial Hall, the building is more familiarly termed. Spook Hall due to several strange happenings. Thereby is its resident ghost. Named for a major contributor of the Jerome Historical Society, Lawrence Hall was once the old JCPenney building, just so you know. Mm. However, before the building was built, in its place stood several small shacks referred to as cribs, used by the quote-unquote sporting ladies who lived there and entertained their guests. In one of these lived a prostitute who was stabbed to death by a miner. It is this forlorn soul that is said to be often seen in front of Spook Hall, lingering there momentarily before moving onward toward a hotel. Here she suddenly vanishes. During Jerome's heyday, the town was teeming with vice, included by some estimates more than 100 prostitutes. The Spook Hall ghost was not the only unfortunate girl who lost her reputation as well as her life in a mining camp filled with rowdy men.
Rowdy men.
Rowdy.
I have answers to the Haunted Hamburger.
Oh,
yes,
I want to hear about it.
How did the Haunted Hamburger get its name, you ask? Is it really haunted? Here's the story. You be the judge. Mm. It all started years ago when Michelle and Eric Jurison acquired the restaurant. The building, old and abandoned, was in need of great repair before it could open for your dining pleasure. This is when the funny business began. As with all old buildings, when inhabitants take initial occupation from its walls, come the spirits to observe and sometimes greet the newcomers. The Haunted Hamburger spirits were no different. Not only were these spirits curious, but possibly frustrated tradesmen from long ago, as it was tools the spirits like to take. Oh, like to take. There. These words are very small.
Words are hard.
Yeah, they are.
We know that from past experience.
No, I'm losing my place because it was so tiny. So I had to zoom in.
Tiny words.
All right, now where did I leave off?
Technical difficulty.
I am hungry for a haunted hamburger, though, by the way.
I want a haunted cheeseburger, though.
You want the cheeseburger?
Yeah.
Okay, so okay.
It's okay with me.
Frustrate tradesmen from long ago, as it was tools that these spirits like to take. More specifically, hammers. Yes, hammers. Ooh. One hammer, then two. Then three hammers had disappeared. Was this a case of memory loss? At first, it was thought so until a prior owner asked their jurisons if they had met the ghosts yet and to beware. They liked hammers. Shortly after this confirmation, the hammers began to reappear, showing up in the most conspicuous places. What followed next was literally two in your face to ignore, says Eric. One day, in the middle of repairs, he remembered he needed to go upstairs to finish a project. Just as he reached the top floor, a door that he was standing next to slammed, nearly smashing him in the face. You could argue a cross breeze is strong enough to slam a door, and that would be true, except Eric had just sealed up all the building's windows mm-hmm. with the thick plastic and tape to keep the cold winter air out. He knew there was no air current in the house. What other odd occurrences frighten staff? Owners and guests alike in the haunted hamburger, cans flying off the shelves,
ooh.
The hot water being turned on in the middle of the night, distinct smells in the stairwell, and even photographs guests have taken capturing the vague image of a woman. Is the haunted hamburger truly haunted? Hang out for a while and see for yourself.
Find out. Ooh. I like it.
I don't care for it, to be honest.
You don't care for it, yeah. You don't want no more cheeseburger, man.
No, I'm all in. I'm all in. Thank you, Nate, for that.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to read a little better once I zoomed in.
I understand. No, I understand. yeah, that's what we need. Guests who never rest. Ooh, I like that. Says a number of hotel guests have recounted other mysterious sightings. So this is the hotel. Visual apparitions range from human-shaped figures that roam the halls and stairways to a friendly feline that is said to scratch and meow at the doors.
Mm-hmm.
Moser, a hospitality veteran with 45 years experience, has been working at the Jerome Grand Hotel since 2014. She spent her adolescence in the Verde Valley hearing stories about kids who would venture into the abandoned hospital and tales of Jerome's ghost town reputation. Now the general manager knows firsthand this is no ordinary building. She is quoted as saying, "Sadness, dismay, and the sounds of trauma, the smells and sounds you would anticipate in an old institution, children laughing, running in the stairwells. I have experienced them all and even been touched multiple times with no one around." Ooh.
Mm.
That's spooky. A little creepy. Little grabby there. A little touchy.
There are so many different stories of prostitutes and ladies of the night, which we know mm-hmm. we love our ladies of the night, but not like that.
Be careful how you word that.
Exactly right. but one of the most famous out of here is from a girl named Sammy Dean, actually came to this town with a husband, and they had a child or children. I can't remember. Mm-hmm. The husband divorced her, left her, whatever, and she was there with her children, so she turned to prostitution. And she was fairly well liked in the town, and she was strangled to death, basically, was the story.
So she wasn't well liked.
Apparently not.
Yeah. Well, not by everybody.
They never wow. did discover. Her ghost is seen a lot where she was killed, and they say that this lady or the spirit of Sammy Dean is trying to find who murdered her, basically, who cut her life short. They think it was a dark figure, well dressed, apparently, and they do believe it was probably the mayor. Or the mayor's son.
Oh, really?
She was being seen by two of her most famous or prominent customers were the mayor and his son. So did the mayor do it because he was you know, wanted to keep his son out of trouble? Did he do it because he was jealous? Did the son do it? They don't know exactly. But there is a ghosted scene that runs around that same area where she was killed, very well dressed and kind of spooky. But they said they wonder if it's not him trying to return to apologize for what he did to her. But it's I doubt it too. But it's very interesting. And then there's all kind of stories about prostitutes, but one of the other popular ones is, and there's books written about it and all this kind of stuff. Mile High Inn, one of the more popular ladies of the evening was Madam Jenny Banters, who became one of the richest women in northern Arizona. The Mile High Inn was originally built in 1899 and was known as Clinksdale Building. Built over the ashes of a burnt outbuilding, the new structure had 18-inch thick walls to make it as fireproof as possible. Sometime later, the building became the home of Madam Jenny Banter's popular bordello, where Jenny and her ladies entertained numerous men. Later, when the town began to take on a more quote-unquote civilized manner, the bordellos were forced to move their businesses off Main Street, and quote-unquote Husband's Alley was born. Though Jenny had done well for herself, she too allegedly lost her life to a client after moving from her Main Street location. By this time, prostitution was illegal, but continued to thrive in Jerome until the 1940s. Mm. And it goes on and on. It's just interesting, though. Like, of course, you know, it is Sin City, basically, or one of the most wickedest towns in the West. I think that's interesting that this still comes, that all that energy is still there. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of... you know, frivolity and all that kind of stuff, but they're in wickedness, but it just makes for an interesting, you know, energy to it, I'm sure. I think we need to put this on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Faux show.
Sean puts on the list.
I think I will. Sorry.
Oh, and then
I preemptively did.
Oh, when we're there, we're definitely going to come and have dinner at the Haunted Hamburger.
Yeah, right.
The Haunted Burger has bacon, cheddar, Swiss, mushrooms, green chilies, grilled onions, and guacamole.
You had me until onion, or what'd you say?
Mushrooms.
Mushrooms. I don't like guacamole. Mushrooms. I don't like
Well, you can get the ghostly burger. It's mushrooms, bacon, cheddar.
I don't like mushrooms.
Oh, you don't like mushrooms?
No, I hate mushrooms.
They're fungi.
We're driving into the ditch again. In the weeds.
Hey, look, I got a story. I will not do that, Nate. I'll go there. I'm just saying I will not have mushrooms and
peppers. I'm
sure,
I'm sure you can get it without.
Darn right. I'm a big deal. Just want to mention the location is just 45 minutes from Sedona. Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me back that up.
Back it up.
25 miles southwest of Sedona. So it says it takes about 45 minutes to drive there. So, yeah. So not too bad. 25 miles from Sedona. And Sedona was beautiful. We went there on our honeymoon as well. They say that you need to stay there. The Connor Hotel looked pretty cool and historic. It would be my pick if we were staying in Jerome. I'm looking at this place. It says 9 things to do in Jerome. And they even have a historic park. They mentioned staying there. They have the Gold King Mine. Did you know that? Did you mention about the copper?
Yes.
As far
briefly, but yeah.
Did you say the amount? I'm sorry, I don't remember.
No, I did not.
So at one point, Jerome was the largest copper mine in Arizona, producing a whopping, now get this, 3 million tons of copper per month.
Per month.
Woo. That's a lot of copper.
That is a lot of copper.
You try to topper that copper.
Right. I don't think I can.
3 million tons.
That's a lot.
That's a lot per month, by the way. So interesting and amazing, actually. Yeah. So there you go.
That book I was talking about, too, about the Ladies of the Night, is called The Ghost.
Back on this, huh?
The Ghost of the... I'm fascinated. There's a blurred out half-naked woman there.
Oh,
it's on the cover,
my
too.
Gosh.
The Ghost of the Cuban Queen Bordello, a story of a 1920s Jerome, Arizona madam. And it says, does her spirit now haunt the abandoned Cuban Queen Bordello? The narrative begins as a true ghost story based on actual events and is documented with vintage photos. So it goes through the actual madam and her story. So I think that's interesting, too. So it is the author is Peggy Hicks, so... it's pretty highly rated on here, too. So I think that would be interesting.
I'm amazed at since it's pretty much a ghost town. I mean, other than, 40 or 50 people living there, how they have a lot of cool places. Like, I mean, they have like not just one; they have a few hotels and inns and breakfast inns.
I've never heard of this place either before.
Oh, I
by the way,
I mean,
it's unknown to me.
Yeah, the Jerome Grand Hotel sounds awesome, and the Ghost City Inn Bed and Breakfast, and I mean, they have like, it's not very big, you know. It's not like this is Chicago.
We could.
And
up
they
the,
have a lot of places.
We could up the population to 53 for a while.
We could. Well, you know what? I was going to say our wives probably wouldn't argue with that.
Probably
you guys
don't.
Stay there
Arizona,
for a while. Yeah.
It's nice this time of year. Go for it.
No, but it really does. It has some, yeah, you wouldn't get bored. I mean, really. So I'm in. Yeah. You put that down, right?
I'm sold. Okay. I'm sold on the hamburgers, honestly.
That's right. I wonder if they have haunted chicken tenders. No, I don't.
I bet they have a little bit of haunted everything.
Yeah. No, I like this. It was a good pick.
Haunted donuts in the morning.
Do you have anything? Haunted donuts.
Where'd the holes go?
Do you have any anything else to add, gentlemen?
Not really.
No? Sean?
No. I thought this was a good topic, though.
It was.
I was looking up ghost towns is what I did. I thought,
okay.
We haven't covered like ghost towns yet, so I'm like, this is what pops up.
Is this the first ghost town, really?
Maybe. I don't think we've.
I think you're right.
I don't think we've had any other ones.
I mean,
because we haven't. I mean, we've loosely covered like Tombstone, you know, but yeah, I think this is it.
Interesting.
Go us, right?
Yeah, I really can't think of any other like topic that or a ghost town topic.
And like I said, a big one was Sammy Dean. I mean, that kept coming up.
Is it related to Jimmy Dean?
Interesting. No, James Dean.
Huh.
Interesting. I wish.
Okay. So then Nate's going to take us out. Nate, what do you got?
It's time to go, Jerome. And that's a wrap.
There you go. I like it.
I do too. Good job, Nate. We want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to Middle Age Mini number 112 and our interesting discussion on the creepy and haunted town, ghost town at that.
That's right.
Of Jerome, Arizona. And until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.